Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Articles on stress and how to cope with it have proliferated like weeds in an unkept garden. And having read them, most people are about as satisfied as the farmer's son who has to pull the weeds out of the garden. Like a mother's kiss on a child's skinned knee, they may help some. But often their uplift is temporary, more like a desensitizer than a real cure. Seldom do I pick up a magazine on an airplane or read through a business journal that I don't scan one or more articles on stress and how to handle it. Having read more articles than I can keep track of, I see three basic secular approaches to handling stress. They are, 1, just alter or change your perception of a stressful situation. 2, learn how to relax and thereby cope with your stress. Or 3, medicate the problem, which medical doctors are quite freely doing as they dole out tons and tons of prescription drugs. Writers talk about exercise, diet, learning to put problems in perspective. Now, these techniques are well and good, but the question which I always have is this: just where is God in relationship to the personal stress that confronts me? Has He turned and gone back to heaven, closing the door on the needs of my life, leaving me to fend for myself as best I can? Or rather, do I, as a believer in Jesus Christ, and as one who takes what Scripture says at face value, have resources to fight stress and to help me cope with it in ways that go far beyond what secular writers usually suggest? In other words, friend, are there ways in which you as a believer can handle stress, which will separate you from your office mate or your fellow worker, the one who can't draw on spiritual resources? Do I have to stop at the bottom of the checklist, which most magazine articles give, or are there scriptural principles that help alleviate stress, provided I really follow them and trust God's word? Guideline number 1. You can put stress to rest by getting God's perspective. Now, to do this, you probably have to back off from the situation which is creating stress and take a look at it in the perspective of all of life. Often we're so close to the forest we can't see the trees. When you stand away from it and you look at something tall, it looks a bit taller than other things, but nothing extraordinary. However, stand at the foot of something quite tall, and it seems that it towers to the heavens. So is it with your stressful problem. Go out on a dark night and look up at the stars of the heavens and realize the closest star, Alpha Centauri, is still 4.5 light years away when light is measured at the speed of 186,400 miles per second. Then realize God knew exactly about the situation which is causing you stress long before the light from that star ever started its long journey through the heavens. When tomorrow comes, you will find that God is already there to welcome you. Nothing takes Him by surprise. Nothing escapes His knowledge or His control. So why allow the stress that you are confronted with to overwhelm you? Now, looking above helps you realize that what is so important now won't amount to much by way of importance 100 years from now or 5 minutes after you die. There used to be a line that said, "Remember, this too shall pass. Put it in perspective." Vance Havner, the Baptist evangelist of a bygone era, used to say, "Any bulldog can whip a skunk, but sometimes it just ain't worth it."
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines for Living. If you'd like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our devotional, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.